Well, we welcome Lauren Rexford of Quincy Community Action Program's Energy Assistance Program to talk more about some good news, Lauren, in the energy assistance fields. Here we are on our unbelievably cold April day. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. Thank you for having me back. Like you had mentioned, there is a few changes that have happened within the fuel assistance program. And I think it's valuable information for constituents that are going through financially hard times at this moment during this health crisis.
Absolutely.
The first thing I wanted to mention is, one, we did get a benefit level increase, which is fabulous. So now the maximum benefit for a household is up to $1,360 for the season, which is wonderful. Because that allows them to stretch out more dollars in actually, maybe instead of getting 2 months worth of bills paid, maybe now 4 months, which is great out of the 6 month heating season.
Yes.
The other great news is we received authorization to extend the LIHEAP program, which is known as fuel assistance. The application period has been extended through May 29th, which is wonderful news because as folks are experiencing being laid off or hours being cut, it gives them more time to contact our office and apply for the fuel assistance program. And I also wanted to mention, we are working with a limited staff on a rotating schedule. And right now what we're doing so we can assist everyone is we're taking applications by phone. We're checking messages every day, and we're returning phone calls. It may take us maybe 2 to 3 business days to get back to folks due to the limited staffing and limited hours in the office. But we definitely are taking applications through the end of May. Folks that have already applied, they can still mail in their application through the end of May. New folks that have never applied will be able to call our office at 617-657-5301 to request an application to be taken over the phone, which is great. We are still processing applications, so everyone will find out whether they're eligible or not, or be directed to other agencies that may be able to help them out. On the other note is the moratorium. Now, the moratorium is a Massachusetts law that between November 1st and March 15th, utilities cannot be shut off. Because the governor issued a state of emergency, they have extended that moratorium date. So at this time, folks that are on the low-income rate discount cannot be shut off, which is wonderful. And that could last until the governor lifts the state of emergency, which is great. It will help folks out financially and won't have to determine whether to pay their mortgages or their rents. I do encourage folks to make some partial payment on their monthly utility bills. No matter how small it is, it's a payment. Even if it's a $5 payment a month, that's what I suggest that they do. Pay something on your utility bills.
Just to let them know that they haven't forgotten about their bills, right? Let the utility
go. Right. Like a good faith payment.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Sure.
And I also wanted to talk about a little bit, not so much to talk about it, but I wanted to mention the food center. Mm-hmm. Quincy Community Action's Food Southwest Community Center is open. It's actively open. We do suggest that you call ahead for appointments. But anyone finding themselves between paying for heat, paying for their mortgage, and going without food should really reach out to the Southwest Community Center.
Right.
And also, the Quincy Community Action's housing program also has a assistance payment program right now.
Right.
And for more information on that, I would recommend that they call 617-657-5376.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you repeat that one more time, Lauren?
Sure. 617-657-5376.
Okay, great.
And just to ask questions about assistance with paying mortgage or rent, there are a lot of there are some regulations involved. So okay. Definitely contact that phone number.
Yep, I know it's there's a lot of assistance available, particularly for folks in the hospitality business who've been, you know, furloughed or laid off or had maybe their hours reduced or something because of the pandemic. So they should reach out and see if they can get some assistance. Sure.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is, and I'm sorry to flip-flop back to fuel assistance. But now that the application period has been extended through May 29th, our program will still only pay on the heating system at the heating months, which is November through April.
Okay.
So what that means is any bills or utility bills or oil bills, or oil deliveries, I should say, that clients have received will only pay as much as we can through November 1st and April 30th.
Okay. All right. Now for folks, you know, who are recently unemployed, Lauren, because of the pandemic, otherwise they, you know, they would not have qualified, but they do now. Are they still eligible?
Yes. Yes. Everyone has the right to appeal, especially if someone early on during the season, they were denied over income because they were over the limit.
Yeah.
They have the right to appeal now if they, you know, if they have had some type of change in their household income or a household size.
Okay, great.
Which is great. Yes. Yes. And we always offer that opportunity to them to appeal.
Yeah. What is the threshold now, you know, income threshold to qualify?
So I just wanted to mention that for a household of four, the annual combined gross income needs to be less than $71,846 a year. And that, again, that's for a household of four. If you have more than a household of four living with you, folks should definitely contact the office and we'll give them the threshold for their income size.
Great.
And also, they can also visit our website at www.qcap.org. And that also gives a list of up to a household of eight. But of course, the annual gross income does go up higher than a household of eight. So definitely folks should call our office.
Okay, and again, that phone number, Lauren?
The phone number for the fuel assistance office is 617-657-5301.
Okay, 617-657-5301.
Yes, okay. Yes, I'm still trying, that's the direct line, I'm still trying to get used to that number.
Oh, all right, okay, very good. We should mention, too, that your offices are closed to the public.
Yes, the offices are closed to the public, but again, we do have limited staff coming in so that we can keep up with the daily routine and review applications and make sure that everyone is being served during this health pandemic.
Yeah, and the payments go directly to the utility companies, is that right?
Yes. Yep. So we streamline it so that the payments will go directly to the utility companies and the oil companies as well. This way, there doesn't need to be a third party interaction. It's just once we get the bill from the utility or oil company, we pay it. And we send that payment right out to those fuel vendors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would it be retroactive back to November 1st for someone who qualifies?
Yeah. So as an example, if someone applied today and they become eligible. We will go back retroactive to November 1st and assist with as many heating bills as possible back to that date.
Okay.
And as another example, if someone heats by oil and they were unable to pay their oil bills November through this time period, and their vendor was kind enough to let them hold off on payment, mm-hmm. We can go back retroactive and pay on those oil bills as well.
Okay. All right. The payment, if somebody was, say, not eligible in December, but then did become eligible in January, it would only pay the months that they were eligible for? Is that right?
No, we would still go back retroactive to November 1st, which is great.
Oh, very good.
So that will help them out a little bit, especially during this time.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I also wanted to mention our heating system repair and replacement program. Mm-hmm. Although there is a temporary suspension on repairs, we are in the office for anyone that has been approved eligible and right now is without heat due to their heating system or furnace or boiler not working.
Okay.
So those folks, we do have an emergency process for those folks.
Good to know.
So and I definitely would ask them to call our emergency line, which is 617-657-5354. And that's our emergency line. And that goes for folks that have never applied as well, and their heating system's not working, or they're just out of fuel. They should definitely call that emergency hotline.
Oh, okay. Good to know. And, given the long range forecast, looks like we're going to be needing our heating system for a while.
Yes. Yeah. we sure are with this cold weather. You never know, New England, when it's going to change.
Yeah. What was the previous benefit? Do you remember? I know you said it was $1,360 now. Do you know what it was before?
The previous benefit was $1,140.
Oh, so it went up significantly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Southwest Community Food Pantry, that's over on Copeland Street, right?
Yes, that's 1 Copeland Street here in Quincy.
Okay. And I know there's really no eligibility for that. If folks are in need, they can just basically show up. Is that right?
At this time, we're asking that folks call before they show up, just because they like to keep numbers in limited because we're practicing social distancing.
Of course, yeah.
So they will be counseled on when to come in and pick up their food.
Okay, you wouldn't have that number handy, would you, Lauren?
I do apologize. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay, that's all right. It's on the website, I'm sure, at QCAP.
It is on the website. Folks should definitely call the website, look up the website, www.qcap.org, to get the phone number for the Southwest Community Center.
Okay. Have you seen a lot of folks apply for energy assistance so far this season? Has it been about average or higher or lower? What would you say?
Well, it was before all this happened, it was a little bit lower, slightly lower.
Yeah, it was a mild winter till now.
it was a mild winter, right? And now with the COVID-19, we do have a lot of folks calling due to layoffs or furloughs. So numbers are starting to pick up.
Sure.
Which is another great reason why, or for having the application period be extended to May 29th.
It's great. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be warm by then.
Yes. I hope so too. But, for the folks that are getting behind right now because of layoffs or whatever their financial hardship may be, it's great that they still have an opportunity beyond the actual cutoff date.
Yeah, really is QCAP to the rescue here. You've got this program, you have rental assistance, you have the food pantry. You're really a critical agency in this particular pandemic for sure.
Yes, and all staff, they're working very well, very hard, and working well together as a team, as they always do, to make sure that all of our clients receive services.
It's great. And, you're not just Quincy either, although Quincy is in your name, you serve a variety of communities on the South Shore, I know.
Yes. We serve Quincy, Weymouth, Braintree, and Milton in the fuel assistance department. Each department serves their own service territory, but the main service territories are Quincy, Weymouth, Braintree, and Milton.
Sure. And like you mentioned, also, if you can't help, there are other agencies. There's the Salvation Army. There's Interfaith Social Services. Some other folks that might be able to help if they don't qualify for your program.
Right. There's other agencies within individual towns. I know Braintree has the Marge Crispin Center. Weymouth has Weymouth Youth and Family Services. Milton has...
There's an active council on aging in Milton, I know.
Yes, the active council on aging in Milton, right. And by all means, anyone that... anyone can call their local city or town hall to see what other services are within their service territory.
Yes, yeah, they really ought to. So I'm going to ask you to, if you could just recap the phone number for the Energy Assistance Program and the website.
Sure. So Quincy Community Action's website is www.qcap.org. And the Fuel Assistance main line is 617-657-5301. And Fuel Assistance Emergency Line is 617-657-5354.
Okay, great. Okay. Anything else, Lauren, that we should let folks know about?
I did want to let folks know, for those folks that have applied already and need to get their documentation into us, we're accepting documentation three different ways. One is by fax, which the fax number is 617-657-0096. We are also accepting documentation by email, which is fuelassistance@qcap.org. And then, of course, by mail, 1509 Hancock Street, Quincy, Mass. 02169.
Okay, great. So folks might not have fax machines in their homes, but they certainly have
right. Regular some folks don't. We have been getting a lot of faxes though, which is, yes, it is very interesting.
Well, I know some of the office supply stores maybe have a service that's available to folks, or maybe the post office also.
Yeah, it could be their post office. But we are getting a lot of email correspondence. We also correspond by email. So if someone has a question, they go on to our QCAP website, and there is an option to select the fuelassistance@qcap.org and just type in their questions, and we'll respond that way as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. And let your friends and neighbors know, too, that this program is available if they're not familiar with it and could benefit from it. That would be helpful, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And anyone right now that is experiencing some type of financial crisis due to this pandemic, or even if it doesn't have to do with the pandemic, they should be calling our office.
Sure. All right. Anything else, Lauren?
No, that's all. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have to do it this way, but I'm glad we're able to do it nonetheless. Yeah. It's important information, and hopefully we can see each other in person again soon.
Yes, I hope so. I think everyone is hoping, you know, the social distancing will end soon. But for now, everyone, I just wish them well and to practice that social distancing. It's crucial that folks do that.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks again. Good to talk to you, Lauren.
Good to talk to you too, Joe. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye.